Children. Stonewall, Indian Territory. May 4th, 1879. Dear children, we have reached thus far on our journey to Colorado. We have traveled 4 days, rested yesterday. Spoke under our tent to our party of 31. Was very free in speaking. Today we picked nearly 1/4 of strawberries. I have just gathered a large bundle of greens to cook for our breakfast. We are riding in our carriage. While Father is buying water buckets and cornmeal, I am riding. Father rides horseback a considerable part of the time. He is enjoying the journey much. We have 8 covered wagons, 1 2-seated spring wagon. All but 2 span of mules belong to Father. 31 passengers in the party. I wish Lucinda were here. We need her much, but we wait patiently until God shall send us appropriate help. We see the need of this and feel it more and more. We are crippled and distressed for want of the help we have hitherto had. I have been deprived of the very help I ought to have in Sister Hall and in Sister Ings. We are in sight of a meeting house. We are now being urged to speak in the Indian Territory. We shall ride out, camp, and then return and meet with the people. We will thus work our way along, preaching as we go. I will finish this tomorrow morning. May 5th. Last night I spoke to 100 people assembled in a respectable meeting house. We find here an excellent class of people. There were half-breed Indians and intelligent whites. I had great freedom in presenting before them the love of God evidenced to man in the gift of his Son. All listened with the deepest interest. The Baptist minister arose and said he had heard the gospel that night, and he hoped all would heed the words spoken. He then introduced me to his wife and daughter. His wife greeted me heartily with a kiss. I was introduced to the best of the people. Father spoke a short time. We hope the words spoken will not be in vain. We returned to camp, 1.5 miles, well pleased with the success of our meeting. They are urgent for more meetings, but we must press on and cross Canadian River before it shall be swollen with heavy rains. I hope we shall find Mary and you at Emporia, prepared to go to Colorado with us. You will both need the change, and we need you. At all events, send us a good cook to take care of us, one who can be as a general. I have second-hand help, but cannot get one to lead. Marion, is cook, and she has the help of the doctor and Corliss. But our family number 11, so you see, we must have a cook. We shall hope and pray for help. We should enjoy this campaign if we had a good, strong woman to do woman's work. I am worn and weary, and do too much and have too great care all the time. Just so with Marianne. The journey will be enjoyed if we are not all the time overworked. The scenery is beautiful. This country just glorious. Flowers in abundance of every variety. Marion, is delighted. But breakfast is ready. I must go. Mother.